Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Our first sports car we ever bought. I've been wanting one since I was a little boy, a new Corvette. I wanted one from the time I could remember. And finally got to where we could buy one. Years, years and years. And we went, I'll never forget it, it was in 86. And we went to the dealership and we found and we drove it and we thought, man, this is great. I found a few little things that weren't quite right with it, and it wasn't exactly the color that I liked, but it's a Corvette. Now, do you hear how this is going already? I understand that when God does something in your life, it's not close. It's not almost. It's not just about. It's exceeding abundantly above all you asked or thought. Never, ever will God come back to you and go, you know you asked for this, but this is the best I could do. That will never happen. And so we thought we had the deal. And so we came back in and sat down. We had a deal. We had a contract. And they went up on me. How many thousands of dollars? Just standing right there in the little cubicle. We already had a contract. It's right there, the figure. They said, well, you know, those cars are in high demand. We're going to have to add this. How many understand what time is it now? It's time to get up and go. Right? It's time to look at the guy and say, no, I'm sorry. No thanks. And leave. But no. The keys to that car are laying on the desk. I'm this close. And then they begin to explain how it would only be a little bit more per month. Somebody said, what'd you do? Well, I'm telling you the story, right? I got the car. I missed it. Had trouble with that car. Weird stuff. Right after I got it, I'm going down the road. And just beautiful day, nobody else around, and all at once, boom, blowout. A rock had bounced under the car and wedged inside the wheel and turned and broke a giant hole out of the wheel. Dumb stuff like that. How many understand it doesn't pay to be in the acceptable will of God? It's better to be in the perfect will of God. And there's been times, now don't misunderstand, I enjoyed it and, you know, we finally got out of it, but it wasn't God's highest and best. What will blind you to God's highest and best? Covetousness. Covetousness says, get it now, anyhow. Are y'all with me? You understand that? No, Mike, get it now. When does your flesh want stuff? Does your flesh want to wait? Well, we'll just order one. It'll be in 6 to 8 weeks. Your flesh like to hear that?
No.
Especially not in our drive-through microwave satellite age. We want it when?
Now.
Yesterday would have been better. Yeah. Covetousness says, get it now, anyhow. And see, covetousness is willing to get things by questionable means. Covetousness is willing to obtain it through wrong ways and methods, or either stand by and not look while somebody else does it. Why? Because you want it. Your flesh wants it. And at that point, you want that thing more than you want to please God. Every one of us in here has done it. But it's bad. I'm telling you, it's what Adam and Eve did in the garden. It's bad. It's idolatry, the Bible said. It's like praying to another God. I know we haven't seen it that seriously, but that's what the Bible says it is. No, friend, I told you this the other night, and maybe it was prayer night, Wednesday night, and it bears repetition. Brother Kenneth Copeland said this one time. I wrote it down. I never forgot it. He said, if I can't get it with my faith, I don't want it in my house. I don't want it anyway or anyhow. We studied Abraham, what kind of man he was. And when the kings of Sodom, and when these individuals came and offered him all this stuff, I mean, we're talking about the wealth of cities. What did he say? He said, no, I'm not going to take a shoelace from you. Nothing. Why? Lest it be said that you, see, these are ungodly people, you made Abraham rich. I'm not going to have it said that way. How many understand it's not just important what you got, it's important how you got it. We don't just want a bunch of stuff, we want the Lord to be glorified. Right? We want it to be seen. He did it. He did it for us. It matters hugely how it happens. So then it matters when it happens and the way and through whom. It's all important. And to pass tests, numerous times you'll have to say, there's been times I refused money more than once. There's been times I've sent offerings back. And oh man, if you'd looked at my bills that day, you'd thought, you're kidding, you're sending it back. Yes, it wasn't right. It didn't come the right way. I've had people come up to me before and say, you know, brother, my little girl is sick. Would you pray for her? And they're shoving an envelope of money in my hand. Well, I can't take that. Healing is free. Right? I can't take that. I don't care how much I think I need it. But I've done things like that. I said, no. This is not the time for an offering. This is not time. No. And walk away and seem like you didn't have it. And the next day, here comes a big check in the mail. Pass the test. Right? How many understand you don't go through the drive-through and hand them a 10 and they give you a 20 and some change? And you pull around in the corner and go, glory to God. The Lord's a blessing me. No. Test. It's a test. You better get around there quick as you can. Right? Why do people keep stuff? Covetousness. Why do they ogle other people's stuff? Covetousness. Beware of this too. When people begin to learn how to, the principles of faith, claiming things and believing for things, numerous times they'll get their eyes on other people's stuff. And in their mind, they think, well, you know, I believe, I perceive that God is dealing with them to give me that. Watch out now. That's nothing in the world but you coveting their stuff. Even if you think that God's dealing with them, that's all the more reason for you to say not a word. And you best get your mind off of it. Make up your mind, no man is my source. Right? No company's my source. My job's not my source. The government's not my source. God is my source. I'm not limited to my check. I'm not limited to the people I know and how much money they've got. Right? Brother Hagin. I guess it's Brother Hagin night tonight. Y'all got time for another story?
Yes, sir.
When I first started working with him in healing school, this would have been back in the early 80s. He had a red Bronco. Anybody know what a red Ford Bronco, four-wheel drive? He used it in the wintertime when it was snowing, that kind of thing. He enjoyed it. He liked it. And a first-year student decided that they're going to claim Brother Hagin's Bronco. And actually, you know, had to whatever to come up to him after service one day. I was there and told him, said, you know, it was around Christmas time. He said, I'm going to let you drive it over Christmas. He said, but I'll be by to pick it up after that. And he's calling that faith. How many understand? That's why some people are confused about faith. And they think faith's a terrible, stupid thing. But how many understand that's got nothing in the world to do with faith? That's, the scripture forbids that. That's covetousness. You're coveting somebody else's stuff. You want a red Bronco? Claim you a red Bronco. Just not Brother Hagin's Bronco. Right? Claim you one. Claim you three of them. But not on somebody's. And along with this, you know, if this was a rare thing, I wouldn't be taking extra time. But this is all over the place. People call it faith. But they're all time dropping hints. They're always, you know, and they laugh about it. Oh, reckon God's dealing with you to give me that jacket? You better pray about it. Well, God does deal with people to give me stuff. So I don't joke about that. Did you hear me? And if I thought he was dealing with somebody, that's all the more reason you don't say a thing. Said out loud, don't get your eyes on people.
Don't get your eyes on
someone else's stuff. My eyes are on the Lord. He's my source. Hallelujah. Now, yeah, it's going to come to you through people. The Bible said, give, it'll be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. But you don't know which men and women and who and where, and it is not your business to tell the Lord at all. You don't say, well, Lord, so-and-so's got a lot of money. Deal with them. You're out of line. You've crossed the line. Be quiet, repent. God knows who to deal with. He does not require your assistance in these areas. Right? Covetousness. What is covetousness? It's idolatry. It's having some God above the Lord God in your life. Something is more important to you. You listen to it or them. You prize it more. You put aside God's things in order to do that. Anything that's more important to you and you care more about than God, you're in danger of losing. Including people. I've had preachers. I've heard them preach it. And people try to tell me, well, your family is first. Family is first. Family is before ministry. And family is before church. And family is before. It wasn't with Moses. It wasn't with Paul. It wasn't with Jesus. Did you hear me? You do not put your spouse first. You do not put your children first. Are you with me now? Your job is not first. God is first. His things are first. And as long as you seek the Lord, what does Scripture say? He will cause you to prosper. How many will accept that this evening and believe that and stand on that? As long, said out loud, as long as I seek the Lord. As long as I put Him first, He'll prosper me more and more. Say it again. As long as I seek the Lord, as long as I put Him first, He will prosper me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Master Key and the Main Problem, you may write to War Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R702. That's R702, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.